2-year sentence for a Sebring man who admitted to inappropriate conduct with a young girl. 37-year-old Bradley Edo pleaded guilty in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court in November to a count of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. He was indicted in March 2023. As part of a plea agreement, charges of sexual battery and importuning were dismissed. Edo must register as a Tier 2 sex offender after his release from prison. The Alliance School District making changes to its administrative team. Director of Secondary Education Sean Jackson has been named Assistant Superintendent. High School Principal Christy Woodford will be Director of Student Services, while Coordinator of Curriculum and Instruction Natalie Kern will be Director of Curriculum. High School Assistant Principal Sean Fontaine is being promoted to Principal. There will be a search for his replacement. The restructuring prompted by the upcoming retirement of Director of Elementary Education Michelle Balderson. She spent nearly 34 years with the district in various roles. Her final day will be July 31st. Massillon woman who allegedly tried to block authorities from arresting a fugitive is in trouble with the law. 33-year-old Melissa Altanaga was arrested Thursday, charged with obstructing justice and misuse of 911. She was released from the Starr County Jail after posting bond. Altanaga accused of refusing to open the door of her South Avenue Southwest home to police and U.S. Marshals December 10th. She reportedly lied to officers when asked if the suspect charged with felonious assault was in the house. Altanaga also allegedly called 911 to falsely report an emergency while police were present. State Fire Marshal's office investigating the cause of a Wednesday afternoon house fire in Tuscarawas Township. North Lawrence firefighters responded to the 14,000 block of Lincoln Street West around 5:40. Blaze started in the basement and spread to first and second floors and attic. The home sustained heavy damage. Crews were on scene for nearly 5 hours. There were no injuries. Firefighters from Beach City, Brewster, Dalton, Erie Valley, Kidron, Lawrence Township, Massillon, and Perry Township assisted. Man has been served with a secret indictment for allegedly lying to investigators during the probe of an East Liverpool murder. 25-year-old Travis Kidder of East Liverpool was recently charged by the Columbiana County Grand Jury with obstructing justice. Kidder accused of making up facts related to the July 2021 slaying of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas, who was found shot to death in front of a home on Pennsylvania Avenue. 34-year-old Elvin Tisdale of Newell, West Virginia, and his brother, 24-year-old Alan Tisdale of Lisbon, are each charged with aggravated murder. Tisdale's will be tried separately later this year. Boardman Police Immigration and Customs Enforcement was notified after a man used a fake Social Security card while attempting to obtain an Ohio ID. Officers were called to the BMV on Boardman Canfield Road Wednesday morning. The man allegedly had presented counterfeit documents. WKBN-TV reports police ran his Social Security number and found no information on the name listed. BMV investigator concluded the papers were fake. Police were unable to confirm the man's identity. He was arrested on a forgery charge. ICE said he was likely unregistered. A second suspect arrested in Youngstown's latest homicide, 22-year-old Terry Hopkins, charged with complicity to murder. Mahoning County Coroner's Office says 42-year-old Rayshon Graham was pronounced dead Friday after he was found with multiple gunshot wounds in a home on Griselda Avenue. Youngstown police arrested 34-year-old Kenneth Carter Monday. He was arraigned Wednesday in municipal court on a similar complicity count. The investigation is continuing. Youngstown police investigating a shooting on the city's west side. Officers responded to reports of gunfire at a home on North Brockway Avenue around 5 Wednesday afternoon. One man was wounded. He had already driven himself to St. Elizabeth Health Center. He was in stable condition. Police say the shooting occurred inside the house. They have identified a suspect. Two men have been sentenced in connection with a drug ring linking Puerto Rico, Eastern Ohio, and Western Pennsylvania. 38-year-old John Sanchez Tula of Puerto Rico received 9 years in prison. 33-year-old Glenn Samuels of Newcastle was given a 37-month sentence. Two are among 17 people charged last month in a federal investigation. Investigators say the suspects were involved in a conspiracy to sell cocaine in the Youngstown and Newcastle areas. Those charged would either use the U.S. mail or personally transport drugs from Puerto Rico to the area. Some faced up to life in prison. Two men also face weapons charges. A 20-year-old student at an Ohio university was among those killed Wednesday night when an American Airlines passenger jet collided with an Army helicopter in Washington, D.C. Grace Maxwell was a junior at Cedarville University. It's a private Christian university of about 4,700 students about 60 miles west of Columbus. The Wichita Eagle reported Maxwell was returning after going home for the funeral of her grandfather in Wichita, Kansas. Another Ohioan confirmed to have died on the flight is Cincinnati native Elizabeth Keys, who was an associate at the law firm Wilkinson Steckloff, with offices in Washington and New York City.